David Trainer, president and founder at New Constructs, is here. They evaluate securities in ways nobody else does. And that's not just stocks, that's funds. And we'll prove that today. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone. This is where we speak with David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, which is a securities firm that kind of brings forensic accounting to cash flow analysis. And what that really means is that for most people who are looking at securities, they're looking for the top down, and they're basically looking at sex appeal. They want to find something where the numbers say,
"You are so good looking."
David, however, well, he digs in at the bottom, and when you're digging in at the bottom and you're working your way up, you're asking one basic question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it's possible. And what they look for at New Constructs is things that are misleading, situations where from the top down, everything looks peachy. From the bottom up, everything looks different. And when you find that disconnect, well, that's where something gets dangerous. By the way, it works the other way as well. If from the top down, everything looks ugly, but the bottom up, it looks different, well, that's a misleading situation that can work in your favor, and that makes something attractive. If you want to learn how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information about what we're about to discuss, and today it's going to be a mutual fund, well, go to New Constructs and look for the blog. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The MFS Mid-Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
The MFS Mid-Cap Growth Fund. The primary ticker symbol, OTCAX. There are more than one share class. What is the problem? I mean, a mid-cap growth fund, how dangerous can it get?
Dangerous enough to look a lot worse than its much cheaper and much more attractive benchmark, the iShares Russell Mid-Cap Growth ETF. So we're always looking at two things when it comes to a mutual fund. What is the quality of the holdings? And that's going to be a function purely of what they're holding today and the methodology of the managers or the provider, if it's an ETF. And then we look at costs. And this fund is getting bad marks on both fronts.
How much of this is it owns bad stocks? How much of this is it can't keep pace? Is the problem, because I would imagine when you divide up to look at a fund universe, you could get times when mid-caps are all kind of unattractive or ugly, right? So how much of this is just, yeah, they're just buying the ugliest stuff out there, and how much of this is something different?
Well, they're buying a lot of really ugly stuff, to put it simply, and they're charging way too much for it. It's a methodology that just, at the end of the day, doesn't work for finding good stocks. So specifically, when we're looking at the benchmark, it's getting a neutral rating, right? So we're not saying that mid-cap is a great place to be, but you're getting a neutral rating, and you're paying a lot less. I mean, what we're looking at, the all-in fees for the MFS Mid-Cap Growth Fund are over 3.5% annualized, right? Whereas for IWP, we're talking about 30 basis points. So you're just paying a lot more. And by the way, that 3.55% total annual cost is what we call it. It takes into account any kind of loads, any kind of selling fees, expense ratios. It also takes into account trading fees. So you got a fund that's just like got ridiculous amount of turnover, we're going to take that into account as well. And by the way, we have seen certain funds that have the same charter as a mission as a ETF or another fund and have three times as much turnover trading. So there's funny stuff going on here that you can't see if you don't do the diligence. We like to say we do.
An investor, when they're looking at funds, if they were to look at a fund that scores this way in the New Constructs system, would the expectation be that you're unattractive, the cost structure is going to stay with you, that means that part of it is always going to be unattractive, and maybe your stock picking gets better? Or do we wind up finding that, you know, once you're unattractive, you're always unattractive? Because we know that stocks can have things that swing it. But here, when you've got a basket of stocks, I would think it would be much more difficult once something gets to one extreme or the other, it'd be much more difficult for it to change.
That's a great question, and a lot of that depends on the managers, their philosophy, and the tools they use. right? I mean, having the right tools in this business is extremely important. You can't bring, you know, a switchblade to a gunfight. And I think increasingly with the amount of paper that comes out, you just need more technology to keep up with what's going on. And for this fund, we don't have a very sanguine outlook. The managers, in their quote-unquote bottom-up investment approach, say they focus on things like earnings, cash flows, competitive position, and management ability. So we did a little deep dive on what kind of work they're doing on earnings analysis, and we found in particular for their one of their top holdings, Global Payments, ticker GPN, you know, yeah, net income is growing really strongly, 2015 through 2017, 30% over the last year, it's up 32%, but economic earnings are headed in the opposite direction, right? So we saw that they fell from economic earnings fell from $135 million in 2015 to negative $42 million in 2017. Over the last 12 months, economic earnings are negative $72 million, so down 72% versus 2017. So, look, I mean, having the right tools matters. Doesn't really even matter what you say your methodology is. We see this all the time, and we put plenty of funds that call themselves value funds, ETFs and mutual funds alike, in the danger zone because they're faking it. You know, the average investor doesn't have the ability to evaluate the integrity of a mutual fund management team or ETF provider. You know, we have to just trust that they do what they say they're doing. And I think we've, you know, anyone who's been in this business for more than, I don't know, a few months knows that trusting people just to do what they say they're doing is probably not a great strategy.
Well, there's one other thing here that I think is important, which is you guys are pointing out that this particular fund, again, OTCAX, the ticker symbol, has outperformed the benchmark in the last year. But in order for it to justify its expenses, it would have had to have done even more. We need to make sure we're not confusing overperformance with actually creating value, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's unfortunate that funds can even get away with leading people to believe that somehow they're making money when after fees they're not.
So that's why OTCAX, the MFS Mid-Cap Growth Fund, well, that's why it's in the danger zone. And if you want to learn more, you want to see the report that David and his team have issued, well, they blog about all their danger zone picks. So you can find it at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trader, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
Again, newconstructs.com for more information. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, February 11th edition of Money Life. Up next, our bigger interview. It's our second big interview of the day, and yes, it's bigger. It's with David Dowden. He's portfolio manager for Mackay Shields, and we'll be talking about his outlook for the bond market and muni bonds when we return right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.